Requiem aeternam donaeis Domine.
The music that you hear begins on this page.
Et lux perpetua.
It opens the Requiem, the Mass for the Dead. It might seem grim, but a monastic community could celebrate a requiem every day, not only when one of their own number died, but also on behalf of families who ordered masses for their departed relatives. The funeral mass is an extraordinary religious service, and this initial R is an extraordinary work of art. Part of the letter is transformed into a dragon-like creature, with a great blue snout and menacing teeth dripping with blood. Beneath it, you see a funeral procession, with a dead man on a bier being carried to the right. The artist has constructed the image knowing that you will fill in the space beside the R in your mind's eye, and understand this as one procession that starts on the bottom, moves to the right, and then turns to the left somewhere outside the frame of the letter, re-entering in the upper frame. The figures at the top are wearing church vestments, and their mouths are open. They are singing. But we only realized that when we looked at this painting through a microscope. When used, this book was set up at some distance from the choir, so the artist has added this detail, despite the fact that no one would have seen it. He's not just fulfilling a duty, but raising his art to a very special level. Cartoonist Ben Katcher considers the artistic decisions that went into the composition.
In that upper loop of the R, there is this great empty wall, and that empty wall makes you feel the compression of the crowd. So the idea of leaving empty space, and that space in a picture like that could add to the feeling of what a crowd is coming into a building, those are great compositional decisions to have made.
To hear from a conservator about the materials used here, please press the play button.